You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two here on a snowy Monday morning in downtown Green Bay. We got about two and a half. Downtown Appleton, yeah. Oshkosh, pretty much the same. 34 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 33 in Oshkosh. Plows are up. Please be careful of those Todd side accidents coming up from Oshkosh. To hear about you, Kristen, you're coming from the other way, 29-ish.
I came from the 29 era, yeah. Not too many accidents, but definitely a lot of people in the ditch.
Really,
and
huh?
I think we were driving about 25 miles an hour. So, yeah, be careful out there.
Wow.
Not many plows out yet.
Wow. All right, Kristen Apples.
There's your weather update.
Thank you. That was really good.
She's got a great weather
voice.
That's going to be my next job.
It's kind of a combo of the road update and weather update, right. Which is people like that.
Yeah.
I think she would have been the JoJo of around here.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Get you a helicopter.
I think we found a new gig for her.
I think so, too.
Right. I'm going to be here full time. You guys aren't going to move yourselves. Just give me a minute.
We're good. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. We're talking about how this is a big time of year. People are gearing up. And if you're looking at buying in the spring, now's the time to talk to somebody like yourself, right?
Today doesn't sound like or look like today, but technically, we're only about 60 days out. And so we're doing pre-approvals around the clock right now for this spring. A lot of people, you know, utilizing different programs, different, you know, loan options. Down payments are hard to come by right now, but people have enough money to buy and can afford it. So we're leaning on our opportunities like NeighborWorks or WIDA. And
I've been looking at some kind of stuff, and it's like some things seem to be on the market a lot longer than they were about a year and a half ago. True.
Yes, I do agree with that right now, too. Some because the sellers, like I think if you ask any realtor, some sellers are still thinking that the market's really high right now and starting overly high, and it's aggressive, but it's not that aggressive.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. So I was looking at some, and one of them, I want to say, was $146,000.
Okay.
And in 2001, it was like
$74,000. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, if you pull the trigger on something like that, would you be upside down? Because if they went back to what normal things were just a few years back versus this crazy thing we've had over these years, you would be upside down. You would be owing more than it's worth.
I understand the sentiment in that. I really do. And the thought process, because that's what a lot of people think.
Right.
And I think people are still hesitant.
Correct me. I want you to correct me.
I think people are still hesitant after the 2008 and 10 because it's still, even though it's, you know.
Yeah.
So it's so long ago now, but it's still too fresh in the, you know, just where people are at right now and they're afraid of going upside down. I will say to that point is from 2010 till probably 13 or 14, mm-hmm. we had very little to no movement as far as appreciation. And so if, let's say the quote unquote normal was from 2010 till 2020, that's 10 years, right? And you even appreciate 5 to 6% in that time.
Okay.
Times 10 years.
Yeah, I see what you're saying then.
We played a lot of catch up.
Got it.
So I don't know that right now. And here's what I can say. I don't think that anything's going backwards. I really don't.
Okay.
I do believe we're stabilizing between probably that 4 to 7% that a solid market is right now in our area. But we have pockets of our area that grew 10% from last year, from 2023 into 2024 still.
When you say grew, you mean?
Appreciated.
Okay.
Homes appreciated, you know, that's 9 fine. To 10%, okay. Which is still a lot. So it is tapering down your
I had to throw that question out.
Yeah, absolutely. So, no, I do agree that it felt like it happened so fast, but just go back to a handful of years where there was little to no growth.
Right.
Well, there's a couple things, though.
Yeah.
The dynamics are different today than they were in 2008. 2008 was more financing. Today it's a supply demand problem.
Correct.
So that's going to
absolutely.
And for people to think, well, I'm going to wait and it's going to get back to where it was. That ain't going to. That's not going to happen because the it's going to take us years to catch up. I mean, look at what we're building just in Brown County.
Yes.
And, you know, Ashwaubenon. I mean, a little village, $200 million of development. I mean, we're just getting caught up. There's just a lot of housing that we need to bring up. So, yeah, I just think that people got to find what they want. To wait, yeah. I think, is not wise.
I always say don't time the market.
Right.
Because you're never going to win. We don't know what's going to happen next year. We, you know what I mean? 2 years ago, we didn't know that was going to happen, and it did. And, you know, we don't really know what's going to happen this year, although there's a lot of signs pointing towards it being great. But at the same time, you don't wait out the market. Do it for what you can afford now. Don't go over the top. You know, one of the things I didn't love about the last 2 years is so many lenders were like, oh, just get in and buy it. Don't worry about it. And date the rate. I despise that, by the way, the date the rate.
What does that mean? I've never heard that term.
So it means buy the house now and date the rate, meaning you're going to refinance. Don't worry about it. So, yes.
Well, I thought maybe they're asking you out.
I know, me too. That's
hey, that sometimes.
How you doing? Kristen Ambrose, Point Mortgage. Let's go out. All right.
But no, it's one of those where go with what you have now. If you can lower your payment down the road.
Something really bad. What? What's wrong? Nothing.
Okay. But you know, we talked about before we even came on this morning.
Yeah.
You can expose people to things they don't know about. Like,
correct.
Like that NeighborWorks. I'm a big fan of NeighborWorks.
Yes, absolutely. They're great.
And there's some other programs.
Can you explain it a little bit?
Yeah, it's a down payment assistance program that is right here in Brown County. And it used to be where they were really solid on just that within the city limits. And they have expanded to all of Brown County now, which is incredible. And they have a lot of different grant programs that you can use for your down payment closing costs. And some of them are forgivable. Some of them are not. Some of them are to rehab homes. There's a lot of different programs. Actually, so many. And I'm even on the lending committee there.
Oh.
But there's so many that I always say, start with NeighborWorks. Find out exactly what you qualify for, because you might qualify for more than one. And then let's pre-approve you around that. So that way you can incorporate that into your home buying
so
situation.
You can find something that's like, oh my God, this needs a lot of work. But they could be the answer to that work in terms of the financing.
Yes.
And then if you can do it yourself or you can budget, but borrow $40,000 from them, buy the house and get the improvements, it obviously becomes more valuable of a house.
Some of that can happen, absolutely. And check with your counties, because there's also, you know, thinking outside of Brown County, Oshkosh has a good one. You know, Winnebago County has a good one where you can actually, and then you could just go to WIDA for the down payment, which is statewide, but your counties typically have grant money that they've gotten to help rehab homes within the areas. Now, some of them are within city limits and things like that.
Right,
but
they have different areas.
They're target areas.
Not a lot of rehab in Ledgeview.
Not a lot of rehab in Ledgeview. That's
correct.
Well,
wasn't there a thing, didn't you guys have some, Jim, I remember bringing somebody, I think, you were mayor, bringing people up for at City Hall, we'd meet with the planners or somebody where people could buy a lot for like $100 or something if they built in certain parts of town.
Oh, yeah. Those
you
are
remember
those,
that?
Those, if you drive around and you'll see where we took a bad house out. Like it was
right.
Just,
yeah, exactly.
So
they're vacant lots.
Yeah, I think it's going to be less than $100. I actually think it's one of those just dollar legal transfers. Yeah. But then you got to build something that has an assessed value of back then, probably 60.
But you had to follow certain plans.
Yep. No, yeah, you do. Yeah.
Yep.
But that's a good deal.
Is that still going?
You know, it's been a while.
I'm not sure if that's still going, but
I'll tell you,
believe NeighborWorks would have a really good understanding of that.
The other thing was the conversion program where some of these houses that were single family homes were converted to a two family. And neighbors didn't
turn
like
them back
it.
Again.
And if you convert it back to a single family, and that was a grant too.
Yep.
So,
yeah, some of it is the older homes, they're in need of some significant repair. And then we also have what's called a 203K. Or a conventional home style option, which is a rehab loan, where let's say, you know, you buy something and it needs work and you don't have the cash, you know, on hand to do it. You can do the rehab loan where you hire a licensed contractor to come in. And then basically it works like a construction loan, but it's on a 30-year fixed rate.
Ah.
And so you take draws to help build up. Maybe you're buying a house and it really needs a kitchen and a bathroom. You know, they're just so outdated. You can do that. Maybe it needs a roof and a furnace. You can do that. Like, there's a lot of things you can do with those.
Well, I will
programs.
Say there are certain things that have gotten a lot cheaper. Like, I remember one time I lived in a house in Alloway.
Yep.
You know, typical, there's 8 million of them that look the same, yeah, you know, split level. The same company built them all.
Yeah.
But they didn't have air conditioning. And it was forced air or whatever it was, but it was like, it would be like, and this was years ago, would have been close to like $15,000 to put in air conditioning with the ducts. They would have had a gun. Mm-hmm. But they make some things now. I think they're called Mitsubishi.
Yeah, they are. Those are great.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
Like the mini splits you're talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With the money you can save now and still have air conditioning versus the old thing sticking out the window.
Right. Yes, yes, absolutely. And you see that in a lot of houses. Actually, my husband's, he was in HVAC for years. And he's talked about mini splits for a long time.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, the money that can save.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
If you buy one of these old houses.
Right,
but
sure.
I think if you're not afraid of work, if you're not afraid of construction, that kind of stuff. Like, I would not buy a fixer-upper because I don't know how to do anything. But, like, there are people out there, like you, John, that, you know, it could be a project and you buy it in spring. You could have a pretty nice place come fall.
Oh, absolutely. And absolutely. And I've got a lot of you know, first-time homebuyers doing that. We talked last time I was here about the house hacking, where they're living in it while they fix it up.
Right.
And it's fun because I'm friends with them all on, like, Snapchat now, right? Because that's, like, the younger group. But
John
I get to
and I
see,
aren't on there. But
you're
okay,
on there,
we'll
too?
Take your
okay,
word
cool.
For it. No, we are not.
Oh, you're not on there.
We're trying
okay.
to find
like,
me.
All right.
We're just learning electronic mail.
Yeah, right.
I learned how to cut and paste last night.
Did you?
I'm not even joking.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
You want to talk about it? Feels like it's like you know what?
Wow!
It was
you
the first, remember the
that
first time you drove a stick shift?
Yeah.
Home. That's the same feeling.
That's
I had a stick shift.
I've
that
accomplished.
Was my first
did you?
Car. Yeah, yeah.
Four in the floor.
Heck yeah.
Or
heck.
Three in the tree.
No, those three in the tree is hard. Those are harder than four in the floor.
Four in the floor.
They were fun, except when you're on a big hill in like Marquette or Duluth or someplace like that.
Oh, I may or may not have just left the car and the emergency brake and got out.
Absolutely.
No, learning how to drive a stick shift. But anyway, now I lost my train of thought. Oh,
no,
my
but
God,
about
this, so funny.
Talk about different kids or different younger people.
Yes. Where I see them, I'm sorry, going back to Snapchat, where I see them making the renovations in their homes, the way we set them up in the loan to do so. And it's been so fun to watch.
Yeah.
That's
because
cool.
Now you have those opportunities to actually see what they're doing during the progress and people willing to share them.
And NeighborWorks also has programs to teach you stuff as well.
I believe so. And they have the first-time home buyer programs that you can sit down
tell you
and
another
really understand
thing,
everything.
One other thing that used to cost a crap load is the advances they've made in vinyl floors.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, there's times you have to get on the floor and you have to like try to scratch or something, see if it's wood or if it's vinyl.
Yes. Right.
And that's so much cheaper.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's considered
a lot of
high-quality type
ways.
Things
absolutely.
Now.
The LVP.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Stick around.
You
Kristen
got it.
Ambos in the house, Point Mortgage. When we come back. Laughter after 21.
No. Laughter at 21 after.
You can't use that little sign.
Is
even
that
though
what
he
it's
knows
doing?
How to cut and space, paste, he doesn't know how to read that sign. Put AT. He'll do much.
Oh, my goodness.
No, that's what we need to
laughter
do.
Laughter at 21 after.
There you
coming
go.
Next on Mono and the Mayor.
Thank you.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Now, Mino and the Mayor's laughter at 21 after.
I don't know, grew up in the 70s, 80s, you know, as a kid back then. And I reflect back on those times. It seemed a little simpler. I don't know, my birthday parties were simple. Had water balloon fights. Remember water balloon fights? My family was too cheap to buy the balloon that held the water. We had little balloons that we had to fill up. Kept popping off the... God! 18 rubber rings around the kitchen faucet by the end of the party. Three balloons you got. But man, once you got the balloon, you couldn't wait to hit the kid that you couldn't stand. He would dart across the yard and right in his ear. Man, the balloon went in his ear canal, went deaf. The kid couldn't hear nothing for 3 months out of his ear. Came home from the party, parents like, how was it? Can't hear nothing. I was with the party, balloon. Nobody got sued. Back in the 70s, if you went to a birthday party, it was just understood. You could lose a finger, eyesight, hearing loss.
The one and only Sebastian Maniscalco is bringing his Laugh Out Loud comedy to the Rush Center Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. Call or text in now for your chance to win. 920-264-0606. That's 920-264-0606. Or text in on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor's Laughter at 21 After on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Okay, that's pretty funny stuff.
That's pretty funny. That is, like, really funny.
He's going to be great.
I like that.
Yeah.
It is totally. Isn't it like growing up in the 70s?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I remember one time we had some friends over and we were playing and stuff and somebody shot off a firecracker and it landed right next to somebody's ear.
Oh, my God.
They went deaf for a couple days.
Wow.
But again, nobody got sued.
No. Yeah.
You know, wow. We could all flash back and watch in our minds exactly what Absolutely. That was like everything with the water balloons.
Saying, everything he was saying you could visualize because you've been there.
Last summer I was camping and these kids had the water balloon fillers and there was like, it just comes pre-attached and they filled up to the hose. And I'm like, where were those?
I know, right?
30 years ago.
Absolutely. Oh, man.
That's the 15th. That's going to be fun. We all going to that?
I got tickets for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go.
That's gonna be, that guy's funny.
Yeah, I'd go to that.
All right. That's going to be great.
Excellent. Right. Excellent.
He sounds hilarious.
Oh, man. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Yes. Another thing we're talking about is these different programs that they have.
Yep.
I will say this. I don't see, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
A couple of things that I don't think are going to change.
Okay.
And I think it's a tragedy. I don't see a young labor force coming up to fill the void of the need for labor forces anytime soon. And I don't see prices of building supplies coming down all that soon. How about you? Maybe I'm just taking a wrong look into the future. Yeah. What do you think?
Not that I'm hearing from anyone. I think that they're just going to stay stable. I don't think anything's coming down a lot. You know, I think that there are more and more avenues to going into the labor force, but I think we're probably 3 to 5 years out before we see any.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Any real benefit what of about, them going to school.
What about, you know, starters, especially down in Florida, out west, these like trailers, these prefab.
Yep.
Are those a thing? Can you make money on them? Can they resale? Do they appreciate
modular
homes? They do. Yeah, they do. The difference is a modular home versus a manufactured home.
I could never get that. I never knew. I never knew the difference between prefab, manufactured, or what was the other word? Modular.
Yes. So modular is where it's built in a factory, but it's in four pieces and it's actually constructed on the property.
Okay.
So that's referred to as a normal stick built house.
Okay.
A double wide, whether manufactured, is brought on a trailer, delivered to the property, and secured with the axles. So that's going to be
the blocks,
and put on blocks.
For crowd space. Yep.
And then in that crawl space, even if it is on a full basement, because the next question is, well, it's on a full basement. Even if between the bottom of the manufactured home and that basement,
and the
there's
ground.
A ceiling, right?
Yep.
And it's attached. So you have a lot of different straps attached underneath where engineers have to go in and make sure that the home is securely attached or fastened to the steel underneath in between the full basement. So if it has an axle on it, it's manufactured. If it does not have an axle on it, it is modular, built in
four
pieces.
And what's the difference? How do lenders look at the two?
Yeah, so the modular,
there is a big difference,
there's a
right?
big difference. There's a big difference, and this is a great topic. So the modular is going to be looked at as any stick-built construction. The manufactured has different things, so we can't lend on it after, I think it's June 15th, 1976. So if it's before then, it's not insurable. Insurance is extremely hard to come by because in where they're really big down south, and they are here too, the life of the home is not as long as if it's a stick built because it does, it's got a faster deterioration, right? So, you know, even if it's, and a lot of them are kept up well, like you don't even know.
And
you would be surprised the amount of times they're listed as stick built homes and they're manufactured. And so that changes your lending because it's a riskier property. Technically, if you really wanted to, you could pull up, attach the property and drive it away and the lender would never know. So that's the risk because we don't want the land. We want the collateral of the house on the land.
But that is kind of like the acid test. Can it be driven away, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And single wides in a park are lent on very similarly to, especially, well, I know there's one bank in Tennessee. I don't even know the bank's name, but there's one in Tennessee that'll do single wides. But you're talking leasehold land because you're paying rent on to the trailer park and you don't have full control of it. And a lender is rarely going to lend on something that they don't have control of the property with.
Okay.
And the if you're working with two things, if you're working with a real estate agent, is it their responsibility to point out the difference of those types of things? I would think.
You would think, and it's their responsibility to ask the questions for sure.
Right.
And you would think that whoever bought the home would know if it's manufactured or not, but surprisingly, it still comes up.
I know.
And so the biggest things are to look for the HUD tag or the plate. So on any home, if there's a plate in the corner of the outside, then that's going to be your HUD. That's going to be your first guess. And then inside any, typically they're either in the pantry or a closet or something, there's going to be a certificate hanging on the wall with the manufacturer information. If it has those two things, it is definitely a manufactured home and not a modular.
And one can be insured and one cannot, correct?
Well, they both can be insured, but it depends on the structure date.
Oh, that's right. Before 76, not.
Yep.
Okay. And having a basement doesn't matter, right?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, because sometimes people try to say that.
Well, as long as there's comparables to it, then that doesn't necessarily matter, correct?
Outstanding.
Yes.
This is good. I love learning stuff like this. This is great.
And just to call you for those programs, I think some people just are so set with this conventional loan.
Call, let's
so
talk.
There's so much out there, right?
It's just a conversation. Let's talk. Let's get you
cost
some
nothing.
Ideas.
How are they going to talk to you?
920-606-1156.
How can they email you?
At kambos@pointmtg.com.
Nice stuff. Kristen,
Thank you. You're awesome.
I always learn something when you're
good,
great.
Good, I'm glad. We'll
good
keep
stuff.
It going.
Get set a quick break. When we come back, BJ Hill, new football coach at Southwest. Next.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. One person has died in Oconee County Sunday morning following a car versus snowplow accident on US 41 near Frog Pound Road. Wisconsin State Patrol says the driver of the car lost control of their vehicle and crashed into the rear of a snowplow. The driver of the car died. The operator of the snowplow was uninjured. Starting today, the interchange at Interstate 41 and Wisconsin 15, County 00, and Northland Avenue will partially close and remain closed until fall of 2025. This is all part of the major project to reconstruct part of I-41 between Appleton and De Pere from 4 to 6 lanes. The Wisconsin DOT is constructing a diverging diamond at that intersection, only the second in the Fox Valley area. This is Super Bowl week. That's super spelled S-O-U-P-E-R. Super Bowl XII will raise funds all this week for the new community shelter. From now through Sunday, area restaurants will give a portion of their proceeds from soup sales to the new community shelter. Shannon Cohen with the shelter says this is a good way to feed yourself, help the community, and help the persons in your community who need it the most.
It's kind of a win-win. So, you know, we have people that, you know, follow the new community shelter and are very interested in what we do. So they go out and then buy stuff from these restaurants and that helps them out, which is then helping us out, which, you know, we love to partner with the community because the community is so huge in helping us.
And Cohen says it's automatic. You don't have to tell the restaurant you want the proceeds to go to the new community shelter. All you have to do is order soup. See our story at WGBW.fm for a list of participating restaurants. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 736, 34 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 31 in Oshkosh, and every person that walks through, we ask, how are the roads? And so far, the best we've gotten is terrible. That's the best. And that's where I'm an optimistic guy, BJ Hill. New head football coach at Southwest High School. No stranger to Green Bay football, of course, with all of his years in arena. What is it called? Indoor arena? What are all the different names we've had now for that?
Yeah, it's been a lot of them, but IFL is the official name.
That's pretty much what they go by now.
Yep.
All right. So tell me a little bit about taking over the challenge of Green Bay Southwest.
Yeah, congratulations and welcome. Right?
Absolutely.
3 weeks, you just kind of signed the deal. So You're just gonna be really excited.
Roll up the sleeves.
Yeah, it's gonna be really exciting. Getting in there and trying to change the culture there. They've had a difficult time getting some winning seasons together. So, 2025, we're gonna change that.
That's cool. And you know, that's used to be a power school. And we got, I think, two guys in the NFL that alumni of Southwest. And it's like the roots are there, but like you said, you just got to kind of rekindle what it had been.
Yeah. Speaking of one of those guys, Max Sharping, I actually coached there in 2013. He was our left tackle there. Super good dude, massive guy. I think he's in Pittsburgh right now.
I mean, he's got a nice career in the NFL.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, I think he started with the Texans, if I'm not mistaken, and then went to Cincinnati with the Bengals, and then now he's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I mean, it's you know, one thing we forget, we got Tanner Bordellini coming on this week, had Morgan from Ashwaubenon on, Alec Ingold, a couple kids from Bayport. I mean, it's pretty amazing. In all the years I've been in Green Bay, it's never been where you got like six or seven guys from Northeast Wisconsin that are in the National Football League.
Yeah, for sure. And it's great for the city. It's great for the area. And it gives kids some hope into, you know, playing the sport and knowing that they could possibly make it to the next level.
Absolutely.
So that's a big job you took on.
Yep.
Hey, Coach, you got to hire some people, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So I'm in the process of going through the interviews now. I have a meeting with the parents and the students on Wednesday. And so we're going to go over some expectations and what I expect to see from them. And then the hiring process starts after that.
Talk about that expectations aspect of it. Because let's be honest, kids being kids, I'm going back 100 years, I'd be one of them. Well, you never told us that. Well, I didn't know that. Right. You never told us that. Tell me, but no, coach never said we couldn't, yada, yada, yada. What? You're erasing that, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, no one ever wants to be wrong, right?
Right.
So when you talk about setting a culture, I mean, if you look at some of the teams that have done a good job year one, so with Dan Quinn in Washington, even Dan Campbell, his first year in Detroit, you saw the difference.
He changed
there.
The entire mindset. Yeah.
Absolutely. You saw the difference there. They weren't winning a ton of games, but they
didn't
were
expect.
A tough
But they, before
team.
He came in, they didn't expect to win. Right. They just whatever. I used to cover all the sports in Detroit. That's the way they kind of get, oh, that's the way we are, and that's right. The way it's been. And
right.
He came in and just kicked that door wide open.
Absolutely. And so kind of taking a blueprint from what those guys have done, it's setting the culture first.
Yep.
And then once you set the culture, then everyone that comes in has to follow that culture.
So tell me about that culture. People say that. I'm more into the business side than I am sports side, but you set a culture in a company too, you know, and what is it? Is it going to be Lombardi, be there early, or what are you looking for? Because these students can really learn a lot besides the X's and O's of the game if they have a good coach, which you sure seem to be.
Right. So to me, setting the culture, the first thing is getting to know the students, right? And so I don't want to come in and just be a dictator. I want to understand what each student and what each player is dealing with in their personal life, and then I can empathize with them in terms of what they're going through. And as long as they know they have a personal relationship with me, they're going to want to run through a wall. That's just the way it is.
Right.
And so that's going to be the first order of business after we get started from.
Southwest is a good size school. My daughter graduated from there. But you don't get the numbers they used to. Has enrollment gone down or has the interest just waned?
It's the interest. Okay. No one wants to play for a losing team. I mean, why would you? So they're actually one of the biggest schools.
You know what I've always felt, though, in covering sports? It's okay playing for a losing team. It really sucks practicing for a losing team.
Yeah.
Because the games are fun no matter what. Right. Practicing can really suck.
Yeah. Well, and then when you're getting
beat. Would you agree, kind of?
Yeah, but then when you're getting beat every week, too, it's just like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, I know. So, but it's one of those things where the Friday night lights, when you're running out there, there's something special about that.
Absolutely.
It's just keeping kids enthused through that.
Yep, absolutely. And so for us, it's getting the kids excited about the new direction that we're going to be going into. And as it stands right now, we've got at least 20 to 25 more kids that have signed up to play football play last year. So
just going to reset. We got BJ Hill, new head football coach, Green Bay Southwest High School. You've had experience here, of course, with the Blizzard. What do you find about the overall atmosphere of high school football around here?
This is a football town. You go from the Packers to the Blizzard. We get really good crowds with the Blizzard, and you have a really good local following in terms of high school sports. And so, it's just about getting that area excited about what we're trying to do.
So I want to get this culture thing just a little bit more. We have people come in here often, physicians, psychologists, and this country has spent so much money and time from the neck down, just working out and this and that and whatever you guys run the 40 in. and just not enough on the neck up, you know, to just talk about what's going on. I'll give you a lot of credit for what you're doing, because I think that's as important as the rest of the body. And if you can just get in the mental state and see if there's an issue.
And coming up in just a little bit longer in our show, we've got two experts in mental health and wellness for kids.
I just think that's great that you're talking about it, because that's step one.
Yeah, it is step one. I mean, and you can have a foot soldier, but if they're not lockstep with what you're trying to do from a goal perspective, it gets really tough to get things done. And so I think that when you get to know the person or get to know the people, I think they'll do anything for you.
Well, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, so you're the coach, you're the head coach. Mm-hmm. You make the decisions. I coached, but it was not anything like you're doing. This is like sixth grade YMCA stuff. But some of the parents were a little annoying. Are you going to make that clear on Wednesday that, look, I'm the coach and you're not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's been one of the things that I've been warned about is, oh, the parents. I've never had an issue with parents. I've coached before. I've never had an issue with parents because I'm straightforward. I'm to the point. And it's going to be one of those things where, hey, look, you have to trust that your son is in good hands. And I'm going to do what's best for the team. And we'll try to figure if your son is good enough to play, he's going to play. If he's not, he's not.
What's the best type of coach you've ever had in any sport in your athletic life? Which type of coach did you respond to?
I would say probably the coach that allowed me to have my input on what goes on, because I'm the one playing on the field, right? And
right.
So. If I see that something's working a specific way, I'm like, hey, look, we should go back to this because they're playing us this way. There's only a certain viewpoint that you can have from the sidelines from a coaching perspective.
Absolutely.
I'm out there with the live bullets. And so if I have a good beat on what's going on, the coach that allows me to have that input is the
outstanding,
best.
Outstanding. Great answer.
So how do you – it's going to be stressful for you. I mean, how do you relax? How do you get ready? Tell me about your – or do you have good luck charms, certain socks? What do you do?
I think I've done a pretty good job of like keeping my stress levels low, which is nice. I'm pretty an even keel dude. And so, for me, it's not taking things too seriously. But I'm really a big proponent on making sure that my kids understand what I'm teaching them. And so I want to make sure, hey, do you understand this part? So we don't have to consistently harp on it. Let's make sure you're dialed into this, and then we'll move on to the next thing. And I think, that's one of the things that's going to keep my stress levels down is, you know, making sure that we understand the task at hand. And then before we move forward.
Well, that's the thing. I think a lot of kids are okay with structure. They're okay with discipline. They're okay with those things. As long as like you said in the very beginning from your first meeting on, these are the expectations. This is how it's going to be.
Yep.
And they know where that line is.
Yep. Yeah.
And sometimes it's people try to be, and I've seen it, to be honest with you, somebody tries to be the student or the athlete or whomever, tries to be their good friend as well as their – that doesn't seem to work sometimes.
It doesn't work at all.
Okay.
It doesn't work at all. It doesn't work in parenting, and it doesn't work in sports. There's a quote that says the expectation is for the position. So what that means is it doesn't matter who it is, whether you're first string, second string, third string, the expectation is for what we want you to do.
That's love awesome. It.
That's great. Well, you got to be awfully excited about this, right?
Yeah, super. Yeah, it kind of fell into my lap, but I was ready for it.
And tell me what you did before this. This was, I think a lot of people would like to be a head coach, although there's a lot of pressure that comes with it and all this, you know, Monday morning quarterbacking, but you seem like you can deal with all that. What made you look at this job, Southwest? That's a good school. They have actually, that's a really good school. They have great students. They have great programs, and their music program is probably one of the best right in the state.
Right,
I mean,
that's
pretty awesome what Brandon's doing over there.
Yeah, so I coached at Southwest before in 2013. So that was my first kind of coaching stint with Max Sharping as our left tackle. And it was just kind of a full circle moment for me where, you know, I've done with my playing career. I'm not chasing that anymore. And so I went to school for coaching. So I was like, you know what? This is exactly what you want to do. This is your passion. You know, you love coaching. You love teaching kids.
And that's great, because I just want to say another thing I've seen over the years that breaks my heart. So many young guys want to do that, want to get into coaching. And for Jim brought it up. I mean, it's an elephant in the room. We might as well say it. There's been times where administration wasn't strong enough as a buffer between the parents and the coaches, and it ran them out of the business.
Yeah, that's one part of it. And then, you know, let's just be honest. I mean, it's a full-time job, and it doesn't pay much.
You're right,
so
absolutely.
It's you know, that's just, it is what it is. This is the area that we live in. If it was Texas, different story.
Oh, man.
But, you know, you have to really love what you're doing and take the pay out of it. So.
Todd does basketball or football games from high school in Georgia. Todd, didn't you say their stadiums are just like incredible and they're.
Oh, the money that goes into it down there, and the seasons are really, really long.
They went to mid-December for the playoffs and everything. Is just
The weather helps, too.
Yeah, the weather helps,
absolutely.
Too. The weather helps, too. Is your goal, what is your goal? Because you can't go into it with wins and losses. That can't be your ultimate goal heading into your first season. What are they?
So I want to make sure, I'm an extension of the parents. You know, whether it's a one-parent household, two-parent household, I'm on your team. And so the goal is we want to build these boys into young men. And so that's the first order of business. But the second order of business is I didn't come in this thing to lose. So that's been, you know, Southwest the past couple of years, and they're tired of going through that. And so I want to create a winning culture and, you know, get people excited about what we're doing.
And you're going with your eyes wide open.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can tell. And I think kids, I work at a community shelter, homeless shelter, and they just need to feel hope. Because we need that really bad in life, and I think that's great that you're bringing that. Now, whether you get a winning season or not, but they're going to feel they can. That culture is going to be like, we can do this someday.
Absolutely.
And hopefully it's today.
Yes. Can't wait to start watching you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate it, fellas.
BJ Hill, new head coach, Southwest High School. I just want to say one thing, kids. Don't smart off.
This guy's been there.
Don't do that.
not a good thing for you.
Right.
As Chandra Johnson said when she comes here with the girls that come out to her academy, there's Chandra's teacher said, I don't play. I don't play that game.
Yeah. I know Chandra, and she doesn't.
Best of luck to watch, my friend.
Thank you.
Awesome. We'll be back. Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans Council, back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, so great having BJ Hill, new head coach at Southwest High School, joining us. What's going on this month, Jim?
Yeah, Chicha. While you swallow.
Yeah.
So this week is Super Bowl, like soup. And there's participating restaurants that you can go to. And when you do a portion of the sales of the soup, go to the new community homeless shelter, which is a fundraiser for us. And it's a good one. We have it's in a sample. He brought the whole thing in. Nicolet Restaurant of DePere. I think a lot of us have been there, right on Reed Street, 525 Reed Street. They brought in Johnny House of Soup.
Phenomenal. Hey, Joe.
John, how you doing?
Outstanding.
John, you got a little potato on your lip there.
But you know what? I didn't get on the microphone yet, so that's always like a goal for me.
Right.
It is.
Joe, thank you for
Joe Emmerich, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great.
And how's business over at Nicolet?
Business is good. Can't complain. Pretty excited to help this week with the community shelter to do some donating for the Super Bowl.
And you kind of got a nice lineup. John, yeah, what are you having right now?
That's chicken. Potato, creamy potato.
Oh, potato, pepper, bacon.
It's outstanding.
And we got the chicken bouillon. Tomorrow, turkey pot pie, chili.
This is creamy potato with pepper bacon.
Yes. There it is. Yeah. All right. Wednesday, chicken dumpling, like navy bean. Oh, my God. With a side of pork.
Love it.
That's a big favorite.
How did you guys decide to get involved with this, Joe?
Well, we got a little reach out from the radio station, and we love to give back to the community. We do a lot of stuff, of course, and this was one fun way to do it.
You guys always have, though.
Yeah, we got our wall of fame where we have all the everything from the kids' pictures to St. Norbert.
But even back in the day with the sports corner, with everything you guys have done, you've always been very – if you guys could be a part of DePere, you did it for a reason. You could have gone to a lot of places, but you guys have a real something-something for DePere.
Yeah, yeah. And that's just from getting a lot of support from the community. Every year, of course, the – Pink Flamingos, that's a big one.
Right.
And then, of course, all the area, the kids, hockey, everything from the soccer to Little League. You know, it's fun. It's fun to give back. And then when the kids come in their uniforms and they're all excited. And
it's awesome.
Yeah, it's all good.
And it, even though the pier is not Green Bay, although we're one big happy community here, in Brown County, the only homeless shelter is in the city of Green Bay. You know, so yes. We all benefit from that is what I'm saying. And I think that's really nice that you reach out and do things for the community shelter here. Cause I mean, we have 118 people living there right now. I don't know how many are from De Pere, but I'm sure some of them are. And so I think it's great that we have this partnership. And I just want to tell you, as someone who works there, I really appreciate it. And you have great soup too.
Oh, thanks. Well, especially when you look out the window on a day like this.
Perfect. How are the roads coming in?
A little slippery.
Everybody's saying that, everybody that comes in. Joe, talk a little bit more, though, about how you guys just got into this business. You were a great basketball player. Your partner was a great basketball player at St. Norbert. You guys decided you're going to roll up your sleeves. And I know you do other jobs to pay the bills, but to be involved, you got to be really invested these days in this kind of line of work, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We've been in it a long time, and I guess that's part of the fun of being in it. Took a little soul-searching back 5 years ago when the COVID hit.
Oh, man.
Actually, we still, I mean, you can look at the hours on our Facebook page, but we're only open until 2:30, Monday through
Thursday,
and then Saturday also. Friday, we still open until 7 because we do our
fish.
Yep, so that's all a good thing. But it was just such a challenge with the staffing, basically. But you find ways to make it work, and we had great support from the community over that time and found a way to keep it going.
That's the thing. If you got your lights on, your people will find you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a loyal, very loyal group.
But I mean, you have great food, right, Johnny? I mean, you're enjoying that soup, that cheesy broccoli, and you have chili. You have chili every day.
It's actually
chili
creamy potato with pepper bacon.
Pepper bacon. We do a special on with eggs, toast, and pepper bacon once a week, so that's probably a good draw. And then we thought, everybody liked it so much. Our chef does all the homemade soups, and he said, "Here, try this." And he had some pepper bacon in it.
This tastes homemade. This thing came out of a can.
Right.
Yeah. And we do the chili every day, Jim, and that's another signature one. It's a homemade, but everybody loves chili, so we just have it on the.
On the docket
every day.
And like you said, a day like today, it's perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. Joe, one more time. Tell a little bit about your. Not just, you know, serving people and being a great place to go, but what you try to do outside the box that to help the community, just like what you're doing with this.
Yeah, I would say most of it is through numerous donations. I mean, people, I still help coach the De Pere High School girls, and we just had a tragic Hadley Baker.
Heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. Yeah. Anytime somebody comes to us, with anything regarding, I don't care if you're from De Pere, Green Bay, any area community, we go Wrightstown, we do everything down in the valley even. And anytime anybody comes with a family crisis.
The way that community came out for her.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
And that was just a sad.
When she got that varsity letter that night, oh my God.
She was a trooper. We were sitting on the bench. We had her on the bench with us, and she was sitting down next to her one game, and somebody hit a three, and she did like a bow and arrow. And I go, "What? Hey, that's my move." And she goes, no, that's mine. That's mine.
I just
love it.
You have great food. We got the hours on here. We're going to put this on our Facebook. But I just want to compliment your service there, and that's what gets some of us keep coming back. You've got some pretty loyal, long-term employees.
Have some. We just had a lady, Tori Labine, who left us after 25 years.
Wow.
She retired, and just unfortunately for her, she went down to Gulf Shores and sent a picture a week and a half ago of the palm trees with snow. And I said, "See, you shouldn't have left us. You shouldn't have left us."
All right, Nicolay Restaurant, downtown De Pere. It's a phenomenal place. I know you're big into basketball. But can you do something with that boys team? They just can't win a game, huh?
Right.
Well, I just saw the Southwest
coach
here. Hats off to him. He's got a challenge.
He does.
Boy, those Deep Here boys are unbelievable.
He's up for it, right? Yes.
Quick break. Tim Cody joins us right after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.